My name is Holly.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Isabella.
For summer reading, we read the novel All the Light We Cannot See. We all would highly recommend this book due to its superb use of figurative language, symbols, and overall message. So guys, what theme do you think was conveyed?
I thought the theme was consequences of war, which was shown through Marie Laurie's and Warner's stories.
I agree. I had the theme of being the horrors of war. The quote I have to support this is, "She cannot say how many others are with him, three or four perhaps. His is the voice of 12 or 13 year old. She stands and hugs her huge book against her chest, and she can hear her cane roll along the edge of the bench and clatter to the ground. Someone else says they'll probably take blind girls before they take the gimps. The first boy moans grotesquely. Marie Laure raises her book as a shield to herself." I have to support this. In this scene, the children from France are describing what the Germans could do. So, what symbols did you guys find in the text?
I thought that the iron key was an evident symbol of freedom. One scene depicts Hubert Bazin giving Marie Laure a key. Hubert states, "Could you find that place again, do you think?" "I think so." He puts something iron in her hand. "Do you know what it is?" Marie Laure closes her fist. It's a key. The key unlocks a small area near the beach. Marie Laure describes this area as wondrous and beautiful. She marvels at the sea life and later uses the area as a way to escape from everyday life and the war, thus symbolizing freedom and her ability to escape.
Another symbol I found was the radio. It symbolizes how vital it is to connect with others, shown through the characters Etienne, Marie Laure, and Warner. Etienne is afraid to leave his house, although he finds connection to the outside world through his radio. Similarly, Marie, when trapped in the attic, broadcasts herself reading a book, hoping to connect with someone. Warner happened to be listening just as he listened to her grandfather as a boy and ends up saving her life. This just proves how communication can be life-changing in times of trouble and chaos.
Speaking of the storylines you mentioned, I enjoyed reading Warner's story, especially when he was at school in Schlupforta. I also enjoyed when the storylines connected. A quote I'd like to share is, "He presses his back against a wall. The tip of her cane just misses the toe of his boot. Then she's passed, dress swaying slightly, cane roving back and forth, and he watches her continue up the street until the fog swallows her." This scene depicts the long-awaited moment of Marie Laure and Warner meeting. This first glimpse into a friendship contains personification as well. The two later will meet more formally, and the friendship is ironic and unexpected due to the fact that Marie Laure is French and Warner is German, two enemy nations during World War II.
On another note, I thought the title meant the brain is dark, but it never sees the light. For example, "The brain is locked in total darkness, of course. Children," says the voice. "It clears, floats in the clear liquid inside the skull, never in the light. And yet the world it constructs in the mind is full of light. It brims with color and movement. So how, children, does the brain, which lives without a spark of light, built for a world full of light?"
I agree with that, and I also think that the title could be a reference to the fact that Marie Laure is blind, but also there is light and goodness in the world we don't always see or notice.
Thanks, guys, for watching.